Hello and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances and I'll be your hostess. Hello, hello, and welcome to episode 41, also known as the first podcast-iversary episode. That is right, we are one. Isn't that neat? A whole year of podcasting. Very fun. I've really enjoyed myself. I've really enjoyed getting to know a lot of you who are listening and have been listening for a long time. And it's been really neat. In the last week or so, I've been hearing from people who just found the podcast and are new and yet already friends. Very nice. This has been great. I have had such a good time. And I really thank you for taking the time to listen and comment and leave reviews on iTunes and all that good stuff, because it wouldn't be fun without you. Quite frankly, it would really be kind of sad. So thank you for being here and taking the time to listen. I do want to celebrate this podcast anniversary with a giveaway, actually two giveaways. Before I forget, let's say the date, Monday, May 9th. So I think my official podcast anniversary is tomorrow, which was when this will most likely go up. So doesn't that work out nicely and neatly? That's possible. It was May 8th. I'm not sure. I should check these things before I start to record, but you know, who has the time? Anyway, giveaway. Double giveaway. Well, not double. You can only win one. But I have two things. My first thought, I thought, oh, I'm going to do a giveaway for the podcast anniversary. But what? And then I was like, well, obviously, of course what I should give away is a brand new spanking copy of the Lintot Girls Layer Cake Jelly Rolls and Charm Quilt book. I mean, don't I talk about it all the time? Is it not, right at this point, my quilting Bible? Of course it is. I should give a copy away. And so I'm going to. But I know from various comments I've gotten that some of you already have it. And therefore, it would seem like, wow, that would be kind of sad to do a giveaway and then give away something that you already have. And some of you do. So, all right, I came up with a great idea. And it's a great idea because it will make you happy and me happy. Yes, let's make this really as much about me as we can. A couple weeks ago, it's probably been 3 weeks now, Victoria over at Peacebrook Quilts mentioned a new documentary called Stitched, the film. And I was very interested in this, so I went to the website to read about it and to see if it was going to hit the road. Don't know if it's hitting the road or not, but they were offering it for sale. And I thought, well, I should just get that then. But, you know, I've been trying to be good about spending money. So then I had the thought, the most excellent thought, get it for the podcast anniversary with the understanding you might just sneak a little bit of a look at it first. Is that awful? I hope it's not awful. I really want to see it, and I know you really want to see it, so let us both see it. Let us share. I actually am holding it in my hand. It came while I was away, and I haven't watched it yet, but I probably will tonight. Let me read the back to you. Behind every stitch, there is a story. Stitched follows three art quilters, Carol Breyer Follert, Hollis Chatelain, Sandy, you know how to pronounce that, and I listened to you talk to her, and she lives close by, but I'm not sure. Hollis Chatelain, she's famous, you know who I'm talking about, and Randall Cook, as they create their entries for the 2010 International Quilt Festival in Houston, the nation's largest quilt show. Each of these quilters sparked controversy in the quilting world with their work. Carol was the first person to win Best of Show at Paducah's America Quilter Society show with the machine-made quilt. Hollis was the first to win the coveted Best of Show prize in Houston with a painted quilt. And fitness instructor Randall often creates artwork depicting male nudes. This fun-filled documentary highlights the bonds of friendship amongst quilters and the enormity of the quilting world, with 21 million practicing their craft in the U.S. alone. So, isn't that exciting? It's 72 minutes and it's in color. Not rated. So, anyway, if you would like just the most very, very, really slightly used, just peeked at, from a safe distance, copy of Stitched, then enter the giveaway. Here's what you can do. Now, you can enter for both, but you can only win one. So leave a comment and say, I'd like to enter for both Stitched and Layer Cakes, Or if you've got the layer cake jelly roll book, just enter for stitched. Or if you don't want to see stitched, but you just want the layer cake book, just do that. All right, I think I've covered all of the bases on that. But that's going to be our giveaway. Isn't that fun? Today being May 9th, and some of you won't get to this. So I actually think I'm going to hold it May 31st. Okay, so that's 3 weeks. I think that gives people plenty of time to get caught up with the podcast. I know I can get pretty far behind, and in fact, I missed a giveaway over on Tanisha's blog that I'm pretty bummed about. So I knew about it, and then I got behind. Anyway, so let's do that. Let's celebrate the podcast anniversary. Let's give some stuff away. So if you've got any questions, drop me an email, fdow@mindspring.com. I am back from Chicago. I am okay. I get very tired out when I do these things, and I am very tired out. I got back yesterday around 1:30, and it was Mother's Day, and I was just allowed to laze about, and the man took care of everything. He did some serious laundry while I was away, and in fact, was still doing it this morning before he went to work. That was so nice. So took care of the laundry, filled up the tank, just did everything, and then grilled some steaks for dinner. So that was really fun. We had a really fun Mother's Day. I have to say, the man also took the boys to Zola's, which is this store I love. And it's just got all kinds of funky little artsy-fartsy things. So I love it with all my heart. And the boys picked out some really neat presents. So I was really, just had a nice time. And they found a book there about called Southern Pies. And Jack likes to make pies. So he picked that out. And now he's going to make a pie every week. So, and he's going to start with a black bottom pie. We're all very excited. So we were talking about that, and Jack was going through the book, and we were discussing and trying to narrow it down, like what should be the first five pies that he does, the first five pies of summer. And suddenly Will goes, "Wait a minute, I'll be back in a few minutes." He goes in the kitchen, he's rustling around, and we're all sitting on the screen porch, which is where I'm sitting now, and we're all looking at each other like, what is he doing? And he comes out with two bowls where he has mixed two kinds of cereal, marshmallows, and some caramel-flavored rice cakes that he's broken up into little pieces. He decided just to go and make dessert, as long as we were talking about dessert, and we hadn't gotten a special Mother's Day dessert. It was so sweet, and it was actually quite good. It was really sort of tasty. I just thought it was very sweet that he did that. He decided to go make what he called a mix and match, and he's going to come up with some other recipes for mixes and matches. So it was a good time, was had by all. Trip to Chicago, went up to Winnetka, actually. Well, no, stayed in Skokie. Served my time in Winnetka, which was very nice. So Winnetka is like the John Hughes town. It's where Home Alone and all those John Hughes movies were filmed. And in fact, while I was there, the big news was that the Home Alone house had gone on the market for $8 million. It's a beautiful neighbor. It's really beautiful. And the people were lovely, and the children were lovely. So I had a nice time and was treated quite well. Stayed in the hotel in Skokie, which was just over the line from Winnetka. And that was fun. I don't actually really love staying in hotels. At first, you know, especially when you have little kids, and if you go someplace, you get to stay in a hotel by yourself. It's really fun. But I do it enough now that I'd rather be home. And mostly, to be honest, I'd mostly just rather be home. I'm very happy to be home. I like being home with my people and my dog and my stuff. But I did get some good hand quilting time in. I brought my little mini DVD player. I checked out the John Adams HBO series on disc from the library, which I've watched the first three episodes, I think, five times. Never really gotten past them. And there was something, the man and I were talking about it. We're talking that we would like to watch the last part of it, like the last four episodes, which he's watched and I've never watched, but he didn't want to watch the first three, but I felt like I really need to watch the first three again, just get my history down. Very enjoyable, except the part where Abigail Adams is nicking her children with smallpox. That was really kind of icky, and I was actually eating breakfast during that scene, so that I fast-forwarded it. It's like, well, this is not a good breakfast-eating scene. But at night I watched it, and I did get it all caught up, and I did make a good bit of progress, although hand sewing, it's slow. It's slow progress. One thing I want to tell you, so you know, I've been talking about markers, and in a little bit here, I'm going to go over the emails and comments I got, and someone mentioned, oh, I can't remember who it was. I'll find out who it was, but that they used sewing crayons. You know, the I don't know if they're called. I should just wait until I read the email, but it was. I thought it was brilliant. It was very smart. I'll get to that. But a while back, not too long, and I can't remember if it was Kelly the Fifth or Kristen or someone had said they like the little chalk pack. You know, so you have your stencil and you have, it's just a little pillow filled with chalk. And it's like a little chalk bean bag. And you put your stencil on the fabric and you kind of drop the bean bag on the stencil. It's like a carnival game. It's really fun. And so I thought, I'm going to try one of these. I had my Joann's coupon. I didn't really have anything else to get. So I did. And that works really well. I didn't trust that it would, but you know what it does? And especially on the dark fabrics. You know, on the light fabrics, you can't see it. But dark fabrics is really good. So I'm glad I did that. And thanks to whoever it was who suggested that, because that does work with the stencil very nicely. So I did use that. I remembered all my stuff. I only brought one needle. I meant to bring my little canister of needles, you know, that little tiny plastic canister. And I forgot, but I didn't lose my needle. But I was very careful. I'm like, man, if you drop this, you're in so much trouble. So that was a very nice and relaxing experience. When I got home, which is to say yesterday, no, it was today, I ordered a couple jelly rolls for Will's quilt that I'm going to make him, that is in fact out of that, the Lintot Girls book. And I ordered from eBay. We will see how this works. Let me tell you, the company I ordered from is Discount Sewing Supply. And I ordered two jelly rolls. They were $14.98 each, free shipping. Each jelly roll has 20 fabrics, light, medium, and dark values included. They say that your custom-made jelly roll consists of 20 carefully selected fabrics, and each strip is die cut for pinpoint accuracy, and that the fabrics come from such well-known manufacturers as Robert Kaufman, Northcott, Timeless Treasures, Red Rooster, Thimbleberries, etc., Hoffman, etc. Fresh cut from the bolt, steam pressed using a professional steam press machine, die cut, as I mentioned, stored in a 24/7 air-conditioned environment, etc., and it does is covered by our their money back, no questions asked policy. So we will see if I'm happy with this. The price was good. I had talked in the past about going to Thimble Pleasures and actually putting it all together myself, but you know what? I think it would pretty much cost the same, and I really just wanted to buy the fabric and just a little sort of shopping buzz, rewarding myself for the suffering I've been through by going to Chicago. And it wasn't suffering at all. It was very fun and very nice, but I am really tired. And Will was asking about the quilt, so I thought, you know, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. I don't have a lot of mental energy right now for fabric selection, so I've done that, and it's supposed to get here by the 14th. So I'll let you know how it is and if I'm happy with it. And so you too, if you would like. If I'm happy with it, you can then go onto eBay and shop to your heart's content. So I'm home. I'm celebrating my podcast anniversary. I am happy to be here. Happy that you are here. Not a lot of progress, like I said, other than hand sewing, hand quilting, Hidden Stars. Got some Razzle Dazzle, did bring a block that I made of Razzle Dazzle to show my sister-in-law, who did pick out the fabric for that, you know, for the jelly roll. She picked it, and she was like, oh, I love these colors. These are my colors. Well, so maybe I will give this quilt to her. That would be funny. I wonder if you would feel funny if you gave someone fabric, and then they made a quilt, and they gave the quilt to you. Like, if you would feel like an Indian giver, you know, just like a, you know, or would feel worry that the person you gave the fabric to thought you were kind of hinting. Anyway, but she loved it. And I think she just picked it up online. So this was the first time she'd really seen it. And she loved it. And I loved it. I was very happy to have someone very excited about my little blocks. They're very small blocks. I think they're about 8 inches, 8.5 inches. So excited to get new fabric. I do believe, too, that when I get my birthday money, should I get birthday money from my mom and my mother-in-law, they might have stopped loving me and maybe I won't get birthday money from them. but I bet I will. I am going to make the quilt that is on the cover of the May, it's probably April, May, McCall's. I just love that. It's a blue and white, that really cool Japanese-looking kind of fabric. I love it. Love the quilt, and I kind of want to make another quilt. I have a second quilt for the bedroom. So that's my plan. Just got all sorts of quilt plans going on. My children have 3 weeks left of school. Can you believe that? They're done May 31st, and then they start again August 25th. The summer break, far too long. It's not good for them. It is not good for these children to be out of school that long. They just go nuts. The first 6 weeks will be like paradise, especially if it doesn't get too hot. We've had such a beautiful spring. How long can it last? I don't know. Can you hear that bird behind me? Beautiful. Beautiful spring. We'll have 6 weeks of great summer. We'll go to the pool. We're going to go to the Outer Banks. We'll just relax and chill, and everyone will get to sleep in. And then everyone just goes nuts, and just is too much. So I wish they went back to school in July. But they don't, so we'll figure something out. Send them to boot camp if need be. But I do plan on getting some quilting done, and maybe a lot of quilting done. It's funny to think, last summer, that's when I started Simply Amy, Simply Frances, and I didn't get as much progress done, but I bet I will. I'm on a real roll right now, and I will have, I believe at this point, 5 or 6 quilts to work on, so no chance to get tired of anything. I want to say thanks to everyone who's taken time to comment on the last episode, the worthless episode, which I think you have to admit was pretty worthless. I want to say thanks to Noni, who reminded me with her comment to mention there is a new Fonz and Porter. It is in a plastic bag, but does have the CD. Okay, CD, I mean, I still think they could do better than putting it in plastic, but at least that's an excuse, so we're going to... I don't know if I'll buy it or not, because I like to see inside the magazine, but at least we won't condemn them yet. You know, as Noni says, and she says, I no longer trust them to have projects I want to do. And I don't have a long-term Fonz and Porter relationship, so it hasn't gotten quite to the point of distrust. But yeah, I'm not always sure they're going to have stuff I want to do either. Heard from Bessie May, who said that she's a new listener. Just wanted to say hello. Well, hello, Bessie May. I love that name. That's very cool. I'm glad you're listening. Heard from Cindy. Good. I am glad I heard from Cindy, because I have something I want to tell you. Cindy, as you may know her as a Fluffy Sheep Quilter. She is an American living in Ireland, and she has a wonderful blog. She's been interviewing a lot of podcasters, and a little while back on her blog, she said something about collecting scraps from people for scrap quilts, and I emailed her and just said I would send her some scraps if she wanted, because I have scraps. I'm glad to be part of the cause, and it occurred to me the other day to see if she wanted me to say something on the podcast, and she said yes. Here's what she wrote me. Just so your listeners know, the idea is to make a community quilt using my old scraps, but also the scraps of those who participate in podcasts, blogs, etc. This is such a special community of people that has really inspired me. I love the idea that this can include folks from all over the world with varied taste in colors and print styles, but we could all contribute to something beautiful. I am looking for 2-inch squares of any quilt quality cotton fabric of color or has a pattern. In other words, not a solid white, cream, etc., as it will be a white background and neutral squares will be lost. If your kind listeners are willing to send fabric such that it arrives in Pennsylvania before Memorial Day weekend, Cindy is coming to visit her family in Pennsylvania over Memorial Day weekend, they can contact me at fluffysheepquilting@gmail.com, and I can pass out an address to them directly, and I will put that email in my show notes as well. So isn't that, I love that idea, a big community quilt put together by Cindy. So please, please, if you've got some fabric that would make great 2-inch squares, let Cindy know. Again, that is fluffysheepquilting@gmail.com, but I will put that on the show notes. So yay, but I heard from Cindy. As I was saying, She says that the weather in Galway is turning to spring. The sun is out and the temperature is getting pretty warm. And here's, I heard again from Noni, and I love this. In a recent episode, I talked about looking at that McCall's quilting. Loved it, lots of stuff, and there was a kit for Kaif's house. And I was wondering, it's like, would the fabric already be cut? I didn't want a kit with cut fabric. So Noni says, I called McCall's quilt kit department and asked about the fabrics for Kaif's house. She said the fabric comes uncut, and you are supposed to cut them out using the pattern directions. She said there would be enough to make the pattern and some for binding. So isn't that neat? Noni, thank you so much for doing that. That was really wonderful and really good to know. So now I have to go see how much that costs again and whether or not I can afford it. And do I want to add another quilt to the summer's roster of quilts? I might. It would be crazy, but I might. I also have to say, I'm getting caught up on my podcast listening. And just today I was listening to the podcast before last from Tanisha over at Crafty Garden Mom. And she was talking about this beautiful quilt she has. It's two cardinals in the snow. And she really went over how she made it. And it was so helpful. It really helped me understand more sort of about the art quilt process. So now I'm kind of like, wow, I wonder if I can do something like that. I mean, I think I probably could. But anyway, it was just so thank you, Tanisha, for doing that, for taking that time. It was just a really helpful and informational part of that episode. Anne says, excellent choice to provide Steely Dan to your son for his birthday. Thank you, Anne. She also says, I must also ask, when you observe that we must all go your own way with music, were you subconsciously channeling Fleetwood Mac? You know, I might have been. And I see that Stevie Nicks has a new CD out. And I'm just like, Stevie, you just keep going. You just keep going. Bless your crazy little Stevie Nicks heart. So, and you know what I have to say? I had a couple other comments that for some reason did not. I know you're hearing the clicking. I hope it doesn't bug you. Oh, had a nice note from Deborah on Simply Amy, Simply Frances. And she says, I love your quilt. You did such a beautiful job. Thank you, Deborah, very much. I'm still really enjoying sleeping under it every single night. All right, more and more clicking. I need to go over to the other. So, you know, this I was just reading from www.theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Now we're going to go over to www.offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Over there, I heard from Jody, and I want to pass this on because she said that she tried a tip that one of your listeners suggested. You mentioned a listener that uses black and white photos to check for fabric contrast, and I think that was Rhonda from In the Gap, Quilting in the Gap, and who, by the way, has her own podcast now. Very excited, but I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Jody says, I tried it and posted it on my blog, which is onforwardmotion.blogspot.com. Great suggestion, and thanks for a great podcast. Thank you, Jody. Also heard from Charmaine, who had just discovered the podcast a couple of weeks ago and has now listened to all of them. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, thank you, Charmaine, for listening and for saying, hey, I appreciate that. And I'm glad you're enjoying it very, very much. Let's see, I think I got just a couple other. Heard from Corinne, who said she went to her library, took out all three of the Someday Quilts books and has read them all. Now what do I read? I don't know. What should she read? Someone, tell her. I don't know. I am reading right now Cutting for Stone for my book group, which I'm enjoying. I'm also reading, if I mentioned this, it's so good. It's called The Wilder Life. It's by Wendy McClure. And she was obsessed with the Little House books, even into adulthood. And so this book is about her journey into the life of Laura Ingalls Wilder. Really fun. If you loved the Little House books when you were growing up, you should read that. I'll think of some other books. But if you've got some book suggestions, let us know. It would be nice to know what to read. And also, Corinne, go over to Tanisha's blog, Crafty Garden Mom, because she's always got all these books that I want to read. And I believe that is where I got the suggestions for the Someday Quilt books. So I think she recommended the one that I ended up starting with. So let's count. Tanisha's our book girl. Let's count on her. And from listening to Quilting for the Rest of Us, we know that Sandy is over at Goodreads reading up a storm, so you could go friend Sandy. And I think Sandy, it's at Sandy Quilts, but you could email her or go to her blog, and she would tell you. But she's got tons of book recommendations. Cutting for Stone, good. The Wilder Life, lots of fun. Okay, I also got another comment from Cindy over here on Podbean. That's fun. Thank you. So there is a Cindy in Texas and a Cindy in Galway. We've got a couple Cindys running around in our midst. Always fun. The more Cindys, the better, I say. Let me think. So I think that's everybody. I got a fun email from Merja this morning about boys and quilting. She has a 6-year-old son who loves quilts. And she writes, he was going through one of my Stitch magazines yesterday, and the only thing he picked out for me to make him were the quilts. Aren't little boys just divine and lovely? Well, actually, not no. I believe the answer to that is no, but they're very cute when they actually like to quilt. Now, let's not forget fabric markers. I got an email from Myrna. She says, Francis, I now use washable crayons. They come in many colors, easy to sharpen. The marks wash out of the fabric with no problem. Of course, I test on a piece of fabric first. I was using the blue washable pens. Half the time I did not put the cap back on, then I had a dry pen. Or I used the pen that disappears, and then I would not work on the project, then my markings were all gone. Myrna, I have done the same thing. Now I'm just marking the quilt a little bit at a time, so it's not huge, but it's still a pain. You do all this marking, and then you come back. It's like, it's gone. It's disappeared. So, washable crayons. What a great idea. I will have to give that a try. Thank you so much. Now, I got a comment just yesterday from Marissa, and she says, recently, I think you mentioned that you're interested in taking better photos for your blog. I did a tutorial a while back that includes some tips for taking better photos of quilts and small handcrafted items. And she gives the link, which is www.quiltotaku.com/free/. This is on the comment sections for episode 40, the worthless episode. The link is there. And I just want to say thanks for taking the time to let me know about this, Marissa, because I would really like to take better photographs in general and certainly for the blogs. I really appreciate you. Two other things I want to mention before I go. Maybe three. One, been talking about Jay a lot. You might have heard about Jay on other podcasts as well, because Jay is a really active member of the online quilting community. Wanted to give Jay a shout out for her blog. I asked her the other day, you know, Jay's the one who's teaching me these quilting classes. We're doing the sampler quilt together. We're doing it via Skype on Saturdays or Sundays, usually once a week. Very fun. I'm learning a lot. Her blog is Art Quilt Maker. There's a link on my WordPress site to Art Quilt Maker. It is a great blog. Very informative. Jay is really knowledgeable. She's a great quilter. She's got so much information, so many resources to share. And you know, she's doing some of the tutorials from our class on her blog. So go check that out. She said it was fine to mention it. In fact, she'd love to have folks come visit her over there. So please, please do. She's really a neat, neat part of this community. The other thing, and this is sort of under the category, in the category of how stupid am I? You know, I'm really pretty stupid sometimes. I've been hearing people talk about Green Stitch, the podcast, for a long time now. And everyone's like, oh, it's great. Oh, it's wonderful. I'm like, yeah, but it's not really a quilting podcast. I am a quilting podcast purist. You know, I'm also kind of an idiot. So finally, after seems like about a year now, people going, Green Stitch this, Green Stitch that, I'm like, all right, I'll listen. If Anne is so great, I'll listen. And you know what? She's really great. It is such a great podcast. You're probably already listening to it, but if you're not, go listen. I am now catching up with all the back episodes and having a great time. So much information. Anne is just a natural. I listen to it and I think, oh, she should have her own show. And of course, she well, does have her own show. It's called Green Stitch. But, I mean, I think she should be on Good Morning America. She's just really good. And although she does talk about other kinds of sewing other than quilting, it's really, I just like listening to her for one thing. And I'm also inspired by her because, you know, it's about stitching green. It's about doing what's right for the environment. And I'm excited about her episode that she just most recently posted, I think, which is about buying fabric at thrift shops, which I would love to do, especially as fabric gets more and more expensive, but also just to be green. So, Anne, you rule, you rock, and I am a total convert and an idiot, as we've, well, mentioned. So I wanted to bring that up. Happy podcast anniversary. Thank you so much for being a part of my world. I feel like I have made so many friends doing this, and I so appreciate all of you. And, you know, just thank you for making this a really fun year. Don't forget to comment. Don't forget to come over either site, the Podbean, http://offkilterquilt.podbean.com, or WordPress, http://theoffkilterquilt.wordpress.com. Leave a comment and let me know. Do you want to win the layer cake book? Do you want to win Stitched? Either or both. Doesn't matter to me. Just leave the comment. Let me know what you want to be considered for. And you have until May 31st to do that. Hope you win. Hope you have a great week. I'll be back soon. It is, I'm recording this the next day. I started this yesterday on Monday. It's now Tuesday, May 11th. I'll be back within a week, I would think. Maybe not Saturday. I was doing so good on the Saturday thing. I liked that, but who knows? I'm free. I'm free as the wind, free as a bird. Who knows what I'll do next? But I'll see you soon. Keep quilting. Do good work. Think good thoughts. Thanks for being along for the ride. Take care of yourself. Talk to you soon. Bye.